The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello and welcome to Topical. I'm Travis Pakin, and this week I'll be talking about the media. Has the media gone too far? If you think so, call on the usual number. Right, so let's go to our first caller. Is that Bob on the line? Hello, Bob. Bob?
Yeah, phoning about the old media.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, really.
What do you mean you don't know about it?
Well, yeah, just phoned up to say, you know, the media and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Well.
What's your opinion?
Don't know, really.
Hello? Right, I think he's hung up, so we'll go to our next caller. Okay, next on line, we've got John. Hello, John. Hello.
Hello. Is this telly quite loud in the background?
Yeah, that's quite loud.
So it removes the light shell and the journey.
Mam, how do you turn the telly down? Mam.
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better or worse? Mam, it's still not working. And now 20%. Oh, I just moved into another room.
It's fine. Okay. What's your point in the media?
Oh, the media, yeah. I wanted to say, I think televisions are getting louder.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Right, next up we've got Michael on the line. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Travis.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I'd basically like to complain about the authoritarians at Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
That fascist dictatorship, right?
Okay. What's wrong?
They cut my episode of Come Dine With Me because they deemed it too boring and maybe a little bit offensive.
Yeah, so when was that supposed to be broadcast?
Well, it was supposed to be broadcast earlier, you know, in October. No, I know, you can't believe it, right? And I mean, it was perfect. I spent literally £200 on that.
Right.
I arranged some entertainment.
Yeah.
Two Holocaust survivors came and gave a talk.
Right, okay.
I prepared a lovely meal for them.
What do you have to eat?
Basically, the starter was frozen pie crust, crunched
right.
up,
okay.
put in another pie crust,
yep.
and then a little bit of tomato sauce.
I'm noting this
down. And then that's crushed up and put in another pie crust.
Surprisingly.
And then you add a pie crust on the top, you cook that and you serve it out. That's the starter. Lovely
right.
it was.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. I make that for my mum all the time.
How about it for the main course?
She always says that.
Okay, how about right. for the main course?
And then for the main course, I let them choose what flavour crisps they wanted.
Right.
Barbecue beef, chicken.
Salt and vinegar.
Prawn cocktail. And salt and vinegar for the vegetarians.
Right. Right.
You know, you've got to be fair.
I do like my salt
yeah,
and vinegar.
Yeah, that was great. And then for the dessert, I thought, what's a dessert, but not a dessert. Thinking outside the box.
Okay.
What I did was bought a selection of meats and covered them in chocolate sauce.
Okay, you're joking.
And then put them in a pie crust.
You're joking.
No, because I wanted a different texture to it, you know. And I served that out.
Yeah.
Hated it. They all hated it.
I'm not surprised.
And it's you as well, isn't it? Is this Corporation of Fascists as well?
No.
Are you Travis, are you a fascist?
No.
Oh, you are, aren't you, Travis?
Okay, so we've got our next caller on the line. Hello, Phil?
Chris Tarrant, Craig Charles, Dawn French, Richard Hammond. Put them all on a leaky boat and let them drown.
Right, okay. Is that it? Oh, he's gone, okay. Next caller, we've got Margaret. Hello, Margaret.
Hello. Oh,
hi, Margaret.
I just wanted to say that I'm a massive, big fan of Les Lydon. I mean, I love all his work. Yeah, I know everything about him, everything about Les. I've been his biggest fan since I was about 6. Oh, he's such a wonderful person. I just wanted to let you know my views.
Do you not mean Des Lydon?
No, I don't think so. Les Lydon, love. Les.
No, it's
Les Lydon, you
it's
know.
It's Des Lydon.
All them shows. Countdown.
Yeah, that's Des Lydon.
Les Lydon, love. Les Lydon.
I think we'll leave that there, Margaret. Okay, so go on to the next caller. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up we've got Oscar Grant. Hello, Oscar. What's your point on the media?
It was quite media. It was quite striking, really. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's just, I remember this. Up and down. It's really just how it went. Yeah. It's really, really quite striking. Put him in and be cut out of the bloody wheel, and it's just crazy, really. I just don't really know what to do with the columns, and it was just woo, you know, just like up in your face like that. Yeah.
I don't think any of that was that clear for anyone. So I think we're going to the next caller now. So this is Ted from Leeds.
Yes, thank you. Travis, I worked for Gordon Ramsay's show, The F Word, for 3 years. And
yep.
I remember when we were first starting the show, Gordon Ramsay wanted to change name to the C word, and we all knew
oh,
what it
no.
meant. But he was insisting to
yeah.
us that it was actually kook. And I can tell you what, it was
it,
not kook.
It could be, though.
Anyway, people
it
got
might be.
So angry about it that he changed it to the MF word. And I mean,
oh,
we all
God.
Knew what he meant. But he was insisting it was makeable food, you know. But I didn't believe. Didn't believe
it
him either.
Been.
Well,
it could have been, Ted. I suppose you've got a point there. Okay, so let's go for the next caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I've got HD television. And
is it good?
I also watched...
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good on some shows, yes.
Great.
What I was going to say is I participated in the 3D weekend that...
the 3D week.
Channel 4 were doing.
Yeah, it's the 3D
over
week.
The week. Well, yeah. I watched the Paul O'Grady show, and in HD...
I heard about this, yeah.
Well, yeah, oh, you know about this, do you?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen
with
it,
HD
but...
With HD and 3D, you could see right into his soul through his eyes.
Wow.
It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. It
I
was
can
just
imagine.
Black and void, and...
I missed this,
well,
yeah.
you should have missed it. It was pretty scary, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy I missed
I
that
I hope
now.
Not.
Hello, next caller.
Yep, okay. Basically, okay.
Yep.
The religion has got no place in the media, okay.
Christianity.
You know, as we all know, it's all a load of rubbish, okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Sorry?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. We all know it's a load of rubbish, and as we all know, we all evolved, didn't we? Okay. We evolved
yeah.
from pigs, and everyone knows that, okay.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Well, you know, everyone believes in the theory of evolution, okay?
What and, do you mean?
And we all know that we did actually evolve from pigs, okay?
No, we didn't.
I mean, there is these ludicrous people who say that God made pigs in his image, but it's all a load
They're
of
not
rubbish,
pigs.
Okay?
What are you on about?
Okay.
What? We did not evolve from pigs, we evolved from
okay.
humans. Do you not understand that?
Yep, okay.
But, so, what? Why
okay.
do you think that's... What? What do you
okay.
mean? Can,
yep,
stop repeating okay. yourself. Can you stop repeating yourself?
I can't. Okay.
Right. Right. Can you just get off the line now? Because you've annoyed
okay.
me today.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Right. Bye. Right. So we go to the next caller. Is that Rose on the line? Hello?
Hello, Travis. How are you?
Hi, Rose. I'm fine, thank you. Okay?
I am a bit lonely still, but I'm okay. Thank you very, very much for asking. I wanted to talk, you've been talking about how the media and the television, a lot of people have said it's scandalous, but I find it a great comfort to myself. I see these people on
yeah.
television, I think that they're my friends, they're with me
okay.
in the room, they're comforting me. And ever since George died, I put his clothes on the television, it's like my little man in the middle of the room talking
right.
to me about all manner of things.
Are you sure you're right?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine. I really am.
Okay.
Goodbye, Travis.
Bye, Rose. Right, next up we've got Farmer Billy. Hello, Farmer Billy. Hello?
Hello, Travis.
Oh,
hi,
Billy.
Travis, I just wanted to call up and just talk about how much I love the TV show Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay.
Oh, better than the X Factor. Pirouettes.
Yeah.
Twirls. I mean, I love that show. Anton Dubeck. A lovely
Yeah, he does
a
lot of presenting now, doesn't he?
He does a lot for the humanitarians. And,
yeah, okay.
you know, I love it so much that I went out and I bought myself my own leotard. And I sit there sometimes watching it in my leotard, pretending I'm there. It is great. I mean, Strictly Come Dancing, what I do is I watch the show each week, and I record it, and I perfect the dance, and I reenact the dance while I'm watching it, and it just, it's the most fantastic. I don't know whether you've seen it. It's,
okay.
it's the most fantastic show.
I've seen it before, yeah. I prefer it.
No. Bruce Forsyth is one of the best presenters, and Tess Daly is an absolute treat.
I wouldn't say
she's
Bruce
absolutely
Forsyth.
Scrumptious.
I think Bruce Forsyth is a bit old.
Bruce Forsyth is a national treasure. I would rather see him in power than the Queen.
Do you not think he needs to be replaced?
It is so lovely to see a man who cares.
He's a bit old though, isn't he? Don't you agree? Come on, if you had to say he is a bit old, he could be replaced. Vernon Kay, maybe?
You, of all people, a defender of those small people, would turn on Bruce the
God. I'm not
God
turning on him.
Forsyth.
Can you just go away now, please?
Travis, if I do, I know where the studio is. I will be waiting for you afterwards, in my leotard, and I will make sure that you do not speak of Bruce again.
Right, I think we'll end the call there. Right, let's go on to our next caller. I think that's Miriam on the line. Hello, Miriam.
Okie dokie, hello there. Well, I'm just phoning because I thought I'd let you know that I don't like the way racists are treated in the media.
Racists?
I mean, I'm a racist myself, and it seems to be such a bad thing. I mean, everyone's talking about, oh, racism, it's such an awful thing, let's fight to get rid of it and stomp it out, but oh no.
I'm sorry, did you just say you're a racist and you're declaring that on air? Right, I think we'll cut that there, we're going to the next caller. Hello, Scott? Hello, Scott?
Yeah, with the TV and the TVs, in America they call it the TVs, the television here and the TV and the TB, so tuberculosis and the TB, and the Americans call it the TB and the tuberculosis, and the TV and the TB is like tribute band, TB, and when the Americans call it the TB and the tribute band, tuberculosis.
Sorry, what the TV, hell are you on about?
The television.
What?
And the TB.
What are you talking about?
TB.
Right, we'll cut that there. Okay, hello, is that Nibsy on the line? Hello? What's your point?
Oh, yeah, with the media, like, everything's dangerous in the media, isn't it? I mean, well, driving a car's dangerous, smoking's dangerous, yeah. Drinking's dangerous, eating a pound of pepita rolls is dangerous, putting a gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger, apparently that's somehow dangerous nowadays, you know? It's dangerous.
Okay, is that all? Oh, he's gone. Right, I don't really know how eating a pound of pepita rolls could be dangerous, but, well... That's his opinion. So we're going to the next caller now. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Travis. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I've got an idea for a TV programme, right? It's reality.
Mm.
And you lock 12 people who don't know each other for 6 weeks.
This is sounding very familiar.
And each week you vote off a different person and, you know, you see who wins. I'm basing it on George Orwell's novel, 1984,
yeah.
So I'm going to call it Big Brother.
This does sound very familiar, Glenn.
No,
this is actually a programme on Channel 4 at the
moment. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
That might be done. Right, here's another one, right? It's a sitcom about a hotelier, a man who owns a hotel.
Again, this is sounding very familiar.
A Spanish porter who is very bad at his job.
Who would be in it?
I was thinking, you know,
yep.
Michael Palin from the
Again,
Monty Pythons.
Slightly different, but
Russell Brand from as the Spanish waiter.
Yep, I think we'll hang up on him. Right, next call. I'm getting annoyed now. Hello, is that David on the line? I think he's got something to say about Fern Cotton's show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I have, actually, yeah.
Right.
I used to work for
yep.
Fern Cotton on one of
yep.
her shows, and I don't know if you know this, but she actually commands so much power in the BBC that she can literally do anything.
Yeah, I've heard rumours of this, didn't I?
I don't know if you remember a show where she did do anything.
Yeah, that...
I don't know if
yeah,
you
I
saw
did
that.
See that. That was a strange show.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I worked on. And, what she'd do is she'd just say anyone. I remember once she wanted Pete Postlethwaite, you know, the actor. And I said, you know, he's in the middle of a play at the minute. And she said, here's a million.
Yeah, that was a catchphrase, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was true. You know, people say that's a rumour. She used to have someone follow her with, you know, bundles of
million
pounds. And just say, here's a million.
That was a little catchphrase.
Remember, she always wanted Lee Evans. And we'd get him out of bed to be on the show because she'd just say, oh, I want to do a show at midnight.
Because she could broadcast at any time, couldn't she? It was like any time she wanted.
Yeah, she could swap channels as well. But I'd get Lee Evans in, and he'd do like 5 minutes and say, right, I'm bored. And he'd go back to bed. I'd say, sorry, Mr. Evans, pay him. You know, and like 5 minutes later, she'd want him again. He'd have just got back into bed. And that's why he was hospitalised for
that
exhaustion.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I shouldn't really be telling you about this. And that's all true. You know, I just thought it'd expose, you know, what was behind the media and Fern Cotton in particular. I hate her. She's a bitch.
Right, yeah.
And that is true.
Okay, well, some people just hold so much power in the media, don't they, these days? So.
Well, you know.
Right, we'll cut that call there. Move on to the next one. Hello? Hello, what's
your
name?
Yeah, it's Brummy Brad. You alright?
Hello?
Yeah, alright, just calm down. Sorry, I'm in a bit of a busy room at the minute.
Right, okay.
That's just me brother mucking about.
Brothers, tits.
that's true, yeah. Yeah, nice one, Travis. I wanted to say, you know, the way the film industry is going, I was just saying to my brother, actually, the way they're going at the minute, you know, with all these sequels and stuff, you know, eventually, you know, they'll just have a film where there's humans and there's bees and they swap bodies, you know, and the bees, they just fly off and the humans just pass out because they're trying to fly everywhere, you know.
What's she on about?
Just talking about that with my brother, I just thought that was really funny.
What the hell are you on about? It's actually a rubbish idea. I don't even like it. Just, what the hell are you on about?
Yeah, good one. Right, yeah.
What?
Okay, yeah.
What?
I had another idea for a film, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go on, I just hope it's better
than last basically,
one.
It's a war between cats and ghost cats.
What?
Okay, do you follow?
Yes, I follow, but it's...
And Bruce Willis is the only one that can see the ghost
Bruce
cats.
Willis. And Bruce Willis, Bruce Willis would do this, would he?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, he'd
be
in, yeah, okay.
And it turns out that he's actually insane.
He's, yep, twist, he must be insane to do this movie.
The big twist in the film.
It's rubbish.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Trevor.
I've decided something,
you know.
Do you know that?
Hopefully there's someone listening, you know, George Lucas or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I've decided something. Not only your brother's a tit, but you are also a tit. Goodbye. Oh, is that George? George Clooney?
Yeah, but not the George Clooney,
no,
obviously.
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, Jesus, Travis.
You must get that all the time.
Dear. Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you look a lot like George Clooney?
Not at all. Your show's been quite downbeat, you know. I've got a funny story, you know.
Please, sir.
I went on holiday to Scotland. Yep. Okay, and I was thinking, shall I take my coat? Shall I not take my coat? You know, it's always raining. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what the wife said. It's always raining. And I didn't take it. I didn't take the coat. And you know what? It rained the whole week. Oh, it did.
You must have been soaked.
Yeah, and I'm there. You can imagine.
I can imagine.
Well, you can imagine, you know, I was there with no coat. Raining, you know.
Right.
Oh dear. Well, it's lucky I brought a spare coat, really.
So you did take a coat?
I did, yeah, the whole weekend, because it was raining, as I say.
You wore it the whole weekend?
Oh, funny time.
You took the coat?
Well, thank you, yeah.
Right. Thank you. Right. That's about all we've got time for today, so I hope you enjoyed the show. Join us next time, we'll be talking about politics. Goodbye.